Fuck. Oh, fuck, you're good. Oh, God. My legs are already quivering, and I've only been riding you for, fuck, what, like 15 minutes? Has it been that long? Sorry if I lost track of time, but... Oh, goddamn, it's hard to watch the clock when your eyes are rolling in the back of your head. You know, it's really unfair to other men. You having an Adonis body. Fuck, and a cock like a piston. You're just veins and muscles everywhere. Oh, and God, you feel so fucking good. Better than my husband, yeah. That's why I met you here, hun. I need this body. This gorgeous dick to hit all my needy spots. It's like you were built to hit those spots. Holding on to you while you pound me like this. It feels like grabbing a bull's chest. Isn't that ironic? Fuck yeah. Yeah, that's right. You're my bull. You're my bull in so many ways. I'll say it again, since you seem to like hearing it so much. You're my bull. Ooh, you're my fucking bull. Now take your giant bull cock and show me how you use it. I already said you're a better fuck than my husband. Now, please, drop it. Hun, if alpha male shits your kink, that's fine. But I'd prefer we don't talk about him. My husband doesn't deserve a piece like me? Okay, look, a little bit of dirty talk I can get into. But I'm not a piece, and I'd prefer you keep that shit in your head if that's what gets you off. Excuse me? What the fuck did you just say? Dump that worthless cuck in the trash? And then what? Be your girlfriend? Okay, look, you human growth homunculus. I was really clear about this arrangement when we met online. I'm looking for a bull who can be my little fuck pet on the weekends. No more, no less. No, you listen. You've lost your fucking speaking privileges. If you want to have any more fun tonight whatsoever, you'll lay back, shut the fuck up, and let me speak my piece while I take this piece. You got it? Good. Now, I need to explain how things are going to go tonight. That way you don't act all hurt and confused when I dump your ass. And while I explain, I'll be using this cock of yours. Because that's what you are in this arrangement. You're a cock toy with a pulse and a muscular body attached to it. You got it? Yeah? That's a good boy. Now, do you want to know how you fucked up tonight? Yeah, that's right. You overstepped. That dump the cuck shit might work on bored housewives or girls who are younger and dumber. But I know who holds the power in this dynamic. And guess what? Out of all three of us, it isn't you. You know my husband's okay with me fucking other guys, right? He is 100% aware of everything I do. He knows I'm at this motel tonight. Because I make sure he knows that while my bulls are hung and virile, I always come back to him. Is that an odd marriage arrangement? It's funny you think so. Because I'd rather be in an honest relationship than fuck around on the sly. Which you're clearly okay with. So you don't get to judge whether my marriage is odd or not. And you're not supposed to talk, remember? You're just a sex toy in human form. You're not a real man like my husband. So just shut the fuck up and let me get what I came here for. This ring on my finger isn't ornamental, you know? It doesn't just represent a joint bank account and shared taxes. The man who put it on my finger, he is the light of my life. Oh, that man, he's the only person I could ever imagine having children with. Once we're lucky enough to have them. We're gonna grow old together. And you know what I'll do when I'm old and horny? I'll fuck bulls who are fitter and younger than you, hun. Yeah. That's because my husband and I know the difference between the physical and the spiritual. He takes pleasure in knowing that I'm being fulfilled. When I eat a good meal, do you think he views it as cheating? No. That's because even though it's fulfilling, I've never fallen in love with my prime rib. And I don't feel love for my bulls either. Actually, I take that back. I might have fallen for a prime rib before. But that's the only piece of meat I'd ever consider having feelings for. Certainly not the sweaty, grunting piece that's under me right now. That feeling, though. Love. That's something I reserve for my heart. The man you called a worthless cuck, whose only fault is being unable to father children. He'll be the father when I conceive. And I can't imagine any other man filling that role in my life. Ever. That's the lesson here. If you care to learn it after you crawl back to whatever gym locker you came from. Women like me. We fuck the bull. We fuck the bull because he's got a great cock. But we marry a man. Having a big dick and a thick neck doesn't make you immune to consequences, hun. A rocking package might make you desirable. But at the end of the day, when the sun goes down, you don't let the bull into the house. No. The bull stays out in the field. And the family goes inside for dinner. What? You don't like that shit? You don't like being insulted while you're getting fucked? Well, turnaround is fair play, don't you think? I seem to remember you asking me to spend the night with you when we first met, too. After all the fucking was concluded. Well, do you want to know why I turned you down, stud? Because I'd rather wake up next to my soulmate. It's the same reason I've never been on a date with one of my bulls. You included. I'd rather be out to lunch with my real man. Letting you or any of my other weekend toys go on a date with me? That would be cheating. And why the fuck would I cheat on a man as great as my husband? One person gets to fill that spot in my life. One person gets to hear the words "I love you" every morning. And that one person isn't you. You can have cheap words like sexy and hot, but he gets love. He gets love. While all of my bulls get lust, because I wouldn't want any of you getting ideas. He can't make me come. Well, maybe not to orgasm. But when I fuck him, my heart's open. It's bursting, even, with how I feel about him. You get my orgasms. He gets my everything else. And the day that changes, the day I feel anything toward you other than raw lust, that's the day I stay home with him forever. So no, I won't dump the cuck in the trash for you. That shit was never on the table, hun. It wasn't even a possibility. And now that you've really fucking pissed me off, I don't think I want to use you as my toy anymore. Where am I going? Where do you think I'm going? Home. To my husband? You had one role to fill tonight, and you fucked that up. And I don't care if you think my husband's pathetic. He's about to get the hottest, rawest fuck of his life, while you get to sit here in this seedy motel with blue balls. You know, like a cuck.